Hello everyone, The Other Mark here. Don't forget we have got our first ever live podcast on the 29th of June at the Ball Inn in Thorpe Eslet, that is in Rotherham. It's free admission and it starts at 4 p.m.
Ish.
Enjoy the episode.
Evening boys.
Evening Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm
The Other Mark.
3 pints Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, a gin secco please.
Cheers, offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening,
Rob. How are we all doing? All right.
Oh, good. Thanks, you.
Hi. Yeah. You've been up to out?
No, much working.
Yeah. I went to, last weekend, I went to an escape room.
Oh, is it the new one in Sheffield?
I am impressed.
No, actually. Oh. I'm impressed.
Why are you impressed?
Because you've obviously made
it out.
I would have had it. Yeah. On phone. I'm just in an escape room. I've been in here since last Thursday.
Apparently, we did really well. Apparently, most people require 13 clues to get out of this room, an average of 13 clues to help them get out.
And you had 26.
And we needed 3.
So I've got an issue.
All right.
What, that he didn't invite us?
Which junior school was it at?
What? One of my favourite things to do is escape rooms. I love them. If I won lots of money, if I got lots and lots of money, one of the things I would do is open my own escape room.
And Mr. Invite over here.
I've got the idea for it and everything. Yep. And now I'm just about to listen to Rob say, well, what it were, it weren't me that organised it, it was somebody else.
It genuinely were a Christmas present from someone.
Right.
So we didn't really have a choice. No, we're only a 4-person one.
So were it full?
in the room we were in, yeah, there were 4 of us.
Where was it?
At Doncaster. Doncaster Dome?
Well, the escape room itself is just how to get out of Doncaster.
You know,
is that
right? You know where Doncaster Dome is?
Yeah.
That complex there, there's a bowling alley, and it's now called Tempin. It's in there. They've got 7-8 rooms.
Oh, okay.
And the main one is Alcatraz.
Right.
So, yeah, we played room 13 for a hotel.
I thought there were only 8.
I knew it. I knew exactly what you were going to say, so I got there first.
It's 8 rooms.
Yeah.
You're in room 13, and it's called Tenpin.
No, that's just the Tenpin.
And I bet you any money, if you Googled it now, I bet you any money they've only got 4 rooms.
No, honestly, there were 1, what? 2,
3.
You know when they said, well, whilst you're counting,
5,
Rob,
what? Oh, there might be 6, not 8.
What did you think the quality of it was? Was it thrown together or was it done quite well?
No, it was done quite well.
Okay.
I've done 4 now.
What, at the same place?
4 escape rooms, nope. It's the first one I've ever done there.
Okay.
And I would say...
How does it rank?
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, it's an interesting one because they're all so bloody different. One I did last time was like, when I say escape, you were climbing, you were going under stuff... You were like an assault course to get out.
Like Captain Factor.
And with keys, getting through stuff. And, you know, you're all of it. And you had to. And there were 2 rooms, and there were a tunnel that you had to go to get in between 2 rooms. But you had to constantly go back and forwards between the 2 rooms to answer the things. So that were quite hard. But I enjoyed it for that element of it. Whereas one I did in Leeds, which were very good, were more like you were tied to the wall and to other people. So if one person moved, the others got dragged to the wall and stuff like that. Whereas this one
could
was
all... Could you imagine if I'd have been in that room?
No. Yeah.
That would have been a nightmare.
We'd be dragged all over, wouldn't we, Mark?
The game would be more frustrating just because Mark would be dragging you around room.
Yeah. That one that we did when we were in Spain earlier this year was so funny because we literally... I know I've said it before, but I've just got to reiterate. And it was one week... They just light up buttons on the wall, and each button was a different note in a song. And they go, the minute you walked in, it started playing, and you had to copy the sequence.
Did you take your kazoo with you?
So, right, I ran straight in, press it buttons.
Yeah,
hang on a minute. Why don't we read the instructions first? Too late. We've been red light had come on with that rate we were out because I'd gone straight in, pressing up buttons. That rate game over. We had to go back out, start again.
Days.
About 6 times until Ellen were like, Mark, just
I'd be so frustrated.
You'd lamp him, wouldn't you?
I'd be so frustrated.
I couldn't do an escape room with
Mark. You wouldn't just be frustrated, you'd be angry.
He would get angry.
You would.
He would. I would be very much like, just stop it.
Yeah, you would.
Well, you do know that I would just encourage him to do it more.
I know.
Do it more.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Yeah,
sense how Kirk would deal with it in terms of I could see the levels of him changing. The first one is bit of funny, yeah. Art funny, yeah. You know, a bit of second time, then Kirk starts nodding and he's like, okay, all right, okay, Mark. And then third time, then he starts to lose his cool. Any more than yep. three, and that's it. He's going to blow his top. But this one was a lot. It was more a lot of key finding and a lot of locks to undo. But yeah, it was a good, decent story. But this one, you had to actually find. You had to a bit like Cluedo. You got to name who the murderer was, where it was done, how it was done, and stuff like that. So it was a little bit more to not just opening boxes, but also trying to solve the crime, if you like. Yeah, it was good.
I've created my own at work before.
Oh, you did, didn't you? That, yeah. God, that was some time ago, weren't it?
Yeah. That's how busy is it work, it's creating escape rooms.
It was for a manager's conference.
He's not even a school teacher.
And yeah, the function room that we had at work, it could split into like four different rooms, like with, you know, movable walls in between. So like a team walked into the first section and did the first section through to the second bit, and then I reset it and another team came in. So like they were, while they were doing second section, they were doing first section, and then in the end section is where it was set for dinner. So they had to almost like go through each section to get through to eat.
Yeah. And wow. They didn't do it, so you saved yourself on some food.
No, I were quite chuffed actually.
Did it go down well?
Yeah, very well. There were a few people at the end that were like, how does your brain work like that? And obviously it's just A, I have an interest in it, but B, yeah. I've done a lot of them. I mean, you've done four escape rooms in your life. There's been times when I've done four escape rooms in a day.
Wow.
I love them. I absolutely love them. Well, there's a new one in Sheffield that I want to go to. It's got 12 escape rooms in it.
And I bet they won't let us film it, would they?
Probably not.
No, they won't, because they won't let us
audio,
the
maybe.
Out. Yeah, they might let you audio, do audio. If you didn't say, I don't think they'd probably...
It would just consist of, Mark, stop it. Mark, Mark. Can we just... Mark.
We'd line up outside one escape room, let Mark go up front, open the door, push him in, shut the door, and we'll go in another.
And leave him in there.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Thanks.
No, they are good, though.
Yeah, I love them.
Very good. Yeah. Oh, and you talked about them board games that you can have exit.
Yes.
And I found them, actually, and we're looking at them. So, yeah,
they're really good.
They do look really good.
And they blow your mind. To think that someone's designed that and put it in a box, do you know what I mean, that you can just do at home. They do, like, you start playing, and before you know it, you're like, this is really, really clever. Really clever.
I'm guessing you can't play it more than once.
No.
So, do you reckon you'll be able to get second-hand versions, or do you reckon once they're used, you can't then use them again?
Some of them, you'll be fine. Some of them, you'll be fine. Other ones that, most of them, it means cutting things out and stuff. However, they do have a code on the box where you can go onto the website and print, reprint.
I'm going to say, because it just seems a shame, doesn't it, that these games are not particularly cheap. But not only that, once you've played it, you can't play it again. You're like, the replayability score is low, basically.
It's only like a real life escape room, though. You'd only play that once.
It's not very good for the environment, these games, are they?
No.
No.
Just landfill waiting to happen. Anyway, speaking of challenges.
Yes.
We've had a bit of a challenge sent.
Oh, a challenge?
Oh. A little bit of a challenge, yeah. No,
but it's not me saying a challenge, the
from
chat.
My boss, Steve.
Oh, okay.
And he says, I've got a challenge for you and your boys on your podcast thingy.
Let's go
thingy.
For it.
Thingy. never listened.
How many different words and phrases can you come up with for going for a wee?
Tinkle.
Tinkle.
Can you count?
Tinkle, yeah.
A waz.
Waz two.
A pee.
Slash.
Slash. Three. Slash. Four. That's four, isn't it?
Four.
Piss.
Don't swear.
Oh, you said it
pee.
Now.
Have we said pee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
A leak.
Spend a penny.
Spend a penny.
Spend
a penny.
Yeah. What's a big spender?
Tinkle.
So you've said
tinkle.
Trickle.
Yeah, you can tell we're middle-aged. We have a trickle and a... Oh, for God's sake, hurry up.
What's wrong with a leak? You didn't count leak.
I did.
Oh, yeah, leak. For a leak.
Right,
seven, are you
leak.
Counting?
I've got eight.
Yeah.
Jimmy Riddle.
Oh,
yeah.
Piddle.
Yeah. Piddle.
Oh, yeah. Where did you get that one from?
can you have wee-wee?
Because... what about going to the little boys' room? I mean, that's not really...
Because that could be for number two as well, couldn't it?
And we're not using that one. We're not going into that four rounds of different words for going for...
So how many we got?
How many we got?
Nine.
I've got 10.
Have you?
Is there a 10. Is there a definitive answer to this question?
No, just...
have we hit the jackpot? Have we got? No, have we reached
I reckon there's loads.
So we got 10.
A 10. We've got 10. I think
there's got to be more than that.
There is more.
Come on.
What, you know?
Come on,
you
boys.
he's scratching his head for the benefit of his for the tape going, I don't know. Come on, then.
What do you call it?
Tom Tiddle?
Tom Tiddle, Jimmy Riddle? Rob's just... Are you okay, Rob?
I'm thinking so hard.
I'm surprised he's not Googled it, Rob.
Right. And it A, B, C, D.
What are you doing?
Diddle. E, F.
Oh, he's... Oh, right, okay.
G.
Giggle.
Notice how we drink past F.
Yeah.
Number one.
Oh, number one.
For number
that's
one.
11.
Is it a number one?
Well, it's not a number two.
No, but I only think it looks a number two because it rhymes with poop.
Well, people...
Oh, you know what? I never made that connection.
I never made that connection either.
I've never made that connection.
Yes, number one doesn't rhyme with
because I've seen doors that say...
Maybe a number three.
I've seen doors that say number ones only, no number twos. I've seen that on like toilet doors before.
Sprinkle.
I thought you were going through alphabet.
What
were we on? H. H. H.
Little.
I. A jiggle.
J. Jiggle.
K.
Nah. I think we're done there, you know. I think 11's is best.
What's your boss's name? Steve, is it? Yeah. Steve, does he know loads or something?
Yeah.
Or is he,
more than 11?
He's like got Cockney rhyming slangs for him and stuff.
What's
he? So there are more.
That's slightly different.
Well, Jimmy Riddle's a
Cockney rhyme.
Yeah.
I think he needs to send you an email with more than 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
not,
so
not
return
any duplicates.
The challenge to Steve.
Well, yeah,
and
return the challenge, Steve.
And ask him for number twos. Get him to do number twos.
That, now you're listening. If you can discount all the ones we've said and give us all the ones that we didn't say,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful. That would be...
So, while we're talking about questions, then we've had a question from one of our listeners.
Oh, have we?
We have indeed. Let me put my glasses on. So, this is from Dave. And he said, what is something...
Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
You can think of a better one.
Do you know Dave? Our listener?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, he sent this
our
question...
Our one listener.
So, he sent this question. He says, what is something you are terrible at, but wish you could do...
Coming up with ears for going from we.
Easy for you to say.
Try again.
I'll say again.
It's just reading, Mark. It's just reading.
I know.
Oh, the irony.
So, what is... What is... You're reading for me. What is something you are terrible at, but wish you could do well at?
Yeah, I'm glad you finished it with that, because I was thinking... Oh, what is something you're terrible at? Brilliant. We're just going to sit and slag ourselves off.
Yeah. What is something you are terrible at but wish you could do better or well?
Rob, you can't pick sex. Sorry. Pick something else. I know mine.
All right.
Yeah, I sort of know mine.
I know mine.
What is it?
I wish I could draw.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really good.
I really wish I could draw.
Well, I'm quite good. I did art at school, art and design at school.
O levels?
No. No.
GCSEs.
I can't even say it.
GCHQ.
Yeah, that's it. I did them at school, yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine you being able to draw.
No, me neither.
In fact, I were that... Honestly, this is true. I were that good at art, or best in class, they even allowed me, you know, on the wall in the art class...
To do a mural.
They actually asked me to do a mural.
No.
Wow.
On the wall, yeah.
And did you do it? Or
I did it. Yeah, and they
were Amory's teacher.
anyway, it was really good. Thank you very much. And it was there for years after.
I think you need to draw us a picture.
Even when I left school, it was there for years after I left.
We don't mean tracing, you know.
No,
but it's gone now because
Mark,
the school's
demolished. You've got to draw us a picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to draw the
picture. I were more into contemporary art than sort of...
Oh, one of them where you just draw a load of stuff and then go, look, it's contemporary.
I'll bring the slate in chalk.
So, Kirk, why would you want to be good at it?
I find it quite therapeutic. Like, if I do try and draw, if I do, like... Especially if, you know, I'm sat and I'm just doodling, if you like, or whatever.
but I find the whole thing.
You see that doodling? You're looking like you're having an epileptic fit.
I know, but
there's no wonder your drawing's not very good.
I find the process of it quite therapeutic, but I really can't draw. As in, I really, really can't draw.
Yeah, I can doodle.
I'll show you.
But I can doodle, but that is the best I can do. You know, where you just draw patterns and shapes that end up becoming something.
What do you doodle when you're on phone?
That's what
do you find yourself doodling?
Houses.
Always houses.
Yeah, houses and boxes.
Yeah.
And apparently boxes, as in cubes, is meant to be psychologically, you feel trapped.
Yeah. mine's more triangles.
Oh, my goodness.
What does that mean? Do you know?
No idea.
It means you're a psychopath.
Yeah, I used to do triangles, 3D, boxes and cubes.
Cubes.
All 3D.
Yeah.
But I find myself doing silly faces.
Really?
I doodle silly faces.
It's weird because I don't doodle at all when I'm on the phone. I don't do anything.
Yeah.
No. Maybe that's because I'm an artist. I don't do that.
I'd bang off. I do pictures of the Sistine Chapel.
I do sometimes do eyes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Just the eyes and like different shaped eyes, like cartoon eyes or whatever. Or houses. No. For some reason, houses. So I end up drawing.
You've been playing too much Monopoly.
I end up drawing like the roof of the house, so then I have to finish it off, and then I have to get it windows. So then, because I've got it windows, then I go get a door. And then because I've got it a door, I do a path.
Listen,
and
then this worries me. You three are all drawing and doodling when you're on a phone call. I mean, I'm listening. I'm taking notes. I'm listening to what they say. You're just like, oh, I don't care. I'm drawing. What are you doing?
Waiting for a woman at Sky to come back off a dinner break.
Yeah.
You literally could have painted Sistine Chapel in that time.
I'm paying attention to the call, not drawing houses. It's ridiculous.
I just tend to draw random shapes, like lines, squirrely lines, and then I start drawing lines within it, little box shapes, and just filling out the space with all different. Yeah. Sometimes you think, oh, I could turn that into a piece of art. Mm.
When I look at some of these videos on TikTok and stuff, you know these people that are drawing like incredibly realistic drawings, like they could almost be photos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It blows my brain.
It's amazing.
It absolutely blows my brain how somebody can just do that.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
It's very clever.
And it's that whole thing in it that sometimes I get lost in this thought process that we've all got like, we've got hands, we've got, as in like,
you're right there, Mark.
It's how he said, we've got hands. I said, we've got these amazing things.
We've got the same tools.
Yeah, well, true.
We've got the same tools. Do you get what I mean?
It's just how you said it. Yes.
But yeah, so absolutely. I wish I could draw.
I mean, what are we talking about drawing and stuff? What does amaze me, I mean, you're right about it. People, particularly people who spray stuff, you know, spray art, and then it looks really like photogenic. Is that right? The right word I'm trying to think of?
No.
What are we thinking of?
I don't know. But it's photogenic is something you can take a photo of.
What I'm saying, it looks photogenic. That's when they've got, they spray something. Is it that? You're looking at me in a weird way.
Yeah. I'm honest with you, I've got a bit of a twisted thing that I like watching you squirm trying to think of what it is you're trying to say.
What I'm trying to say is people who spray art,
graffiti artists,
but then it looks like a photograph,
yeah,
because it's realistic.
Photorealism.
So it looks like
a photo.
Yeah. What's the word for that?
Photorealism.
It looks like a photo.
That's the
it
word.
Looks realistic.
Yeah, because that's a skill. I mean, you can spray paint
and
stuff.
And if you take a camera and you take a photo, it might be photogenic.
Well, there we go. You're getting there. So that's what I think.
Oh, very good.
What would you like to be good at?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you're not very good at.
I'm going to go for a very obvious one, what a lot of people pick. But
I'm going to say you've got loads to pick from.
Thank you. No, I'm going to go for a really obvious one. When that I used to sing. I wish I could sing.
Yeah.
Because I can't sing at all.
Would you class yourself as tone deaf?
Yeah, I'm tone deaf. I can't sing at all.
So if I
know you two guys can sing.
So if I say copy me and produce this note. Yeah,
it's tone deaf.
That wasn't that bad. Okay, are you ready?
Is that the same note, is it?
You do know that's Rob, not his wife, the dentist.
One more.
Is that better?
Yeah. One more.
It same as
one. So I stop twisting your phone.
One more.
It's not tone deaf.
It's not tone deaf because you can hear the different tones.
Yeah.
Well, I can't sing, and I just love to be able to sing because it's. I think it's something I'd like to be able to do.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Yeah. There's a song called
Perfect Harmony. Here's a question then.
Yes.
So you can now sing.
Oh,
you are literally an amazing singer.
Oh, yeah.
What song would you, if you could go out on stage in front of 10,000 people, what song are you going to sing? Obviously, it's not your own. It's something you're going to sing a cover. What would it be?
Well, I'm going to say you're going to go, why you pick that? But it's just a song that
you like. Yeah, well, that was the question, Mark.
Keep us guessing.
Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
That's my karaoke song.
That's a great song.
It's because it's really random.
That's one of my karaoke songs.
Is it? I mean, it's not mine because I can't sing, but yeah. I'd murder it. But
I like how Kirk's got a bank of karaoke songs.
Yeah, I know.
They have.
Would you stand at middle at stage or would you stand in corner and sing it?
Dear. You can always tell when it's getting late, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know, is there a joke coming here?
No. It was that bad, that was it. Kirk, what would you sing then?
Sound of Silence, but by the Disturbed version.
Okay, yeah. I know it.
Why can't you just sing the normal version? Why do you sing it Disturbed?
Because it's their version of it.
Sorry. I genuinely thought you were saying you ought to sing it in a Disturbed way.
No. Disturbed's version of Sound
of Silence. Don't become a DJ, Bob.
It's him. I know exactly who you mean. Yeah.
It's what, Rob?
Yeah, no, ignore that.
No, again.
The sound of silence.
Are you tone deaf?
Hello, darkness.
And then the drums come in, don't they?
There's some drums in it, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a great song. Absolutely great song. It gives me the feels. But for vocal ability, I think it's hands down one of the best male vocal ability performances I've ever heard.
Oh, see, I think he's a bit naff. I like the song, but I think he's a bit crap.
Guys,
really?
Me and Mark sat here waiting to find out what...
Heard that him sing that song?
Yeah, I think so.
Listen to it again.
I will.
What are you doing this weekend, Mark?
Because bear in mind, there might be a couple of variations of it.
Well, I'm not.
Listen to it again.
I'm back
in the room.
Yeah.
Back in the room. Back in the room.
So, we've had Kirk's, we've had mine. What about yours then, Mom?
You want to know what I'd sing?
No. Well, that's Mark, then. No, not sing. Well, what would you sing, then, if we're going to... If we're talking
about
songs?
I think it'd be a Chris Stapleton song.
Okay, is he a country and western
singer? Yeah, country singer, yeah.
Country and western.
Country and western.
And it'd be... I think maybe Tennessee Whiskey.
Good song.
And if I'll just throw mine in while we're at it because it's very similar. I'd like to be able to play the guitar.
Okay,
to a standard.
Well, if we're going to say what I mean, let's add dancing. I'd like to be able to dance. Sing and dance.
I haven't said mine yet. So that would be. I haven't said mine.
What do you mean you haven't said yours?
I've not said what I am not good at, but would like to be good at.
Yeah.
Mine would be playing the guitar.
Yeah. Right. I thought you said that's your second choice, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
I'd like somebody to do this and that.
I'm getting confused. I thought you.
All right, Grandad, shut up.
I thought it was singing.
Listening, you can add that.
So, I'll forget the singing. I'll just do listening and reading, which are basic human.
Look at you, you're having three. You're greedy.
Basic human things. Anyway, yeah, go off.
I'd like to be able to play the guitar, acoustic, specifically, and then I could go out and sing my Chris Stapleton
Tennessee Whiskey.
You could cheer
Tennessee Whiskey, in front of a 10 million strong crowd.
Wow.
10
okay.
million,
10 million
strong.
On an acoustic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mark.
Yes.
Go on, then. What are you rubbish at but would like to be semi-decent at?
Semi-detached.
You what?
Paying attention?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at me for inspiration.
Yes. I tell you what I would like to be better at. I'd like to be more patient. And I'm gonna have two patient and being and be able to be in the moment more, because I'm in a moment like when enjoying something, but I'm somewhere else already.
Yeah.
And when I'm there, where I want to be, I'm somewhere else. Well,
so you want like one step ahead of yourself.
All time.
Yeah.
But several places all at
once. All at once. All time.
Like tripping out.
I don't think... Look, I obviously I've known Mark longer than you two have known Mark.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we talk about this a bit regarding Mark's head and where it goes. I don't think you two actually fully understand what he means when he says it.
Probably not.
We all sat here recording this podcast now, and it's probably sixth in his list of his head of what he's thinking about.
Oh, yeah, no, I genuinely do. I genuinely can see.
So he's exactly like a scientist, isn't he? He's like a genius, like Messiah.
No, it's called autistic.
Well, no. I reckon if you had to put a label on it, I reckon Mark does have ADHD.
ADHD.
100% I do.
Yeah.
100% I do.
Anyway,
we've just diagnosed you there, Mark. Well, but Kirk has, Dr.
Yeah.
Kirk.
I'd like nicer friends.
You've got more chance of sorting your head out.
Who said that we were your friends anyway? You're classing us your friends.
I would like friends.
we'll edit it out.
What's his name that said that? Dave.
Dave, yeah. Who said
thanks,
that?
Dave.
Yeah, who sent the message? Yeah.
It doesn't make me think of this question, but I was thinking this other day. You know, the questions that people ask that you don't really want to answer.
Is that one of them?
No. No, like, well, I have got one.
You've just already asked one.
No, I am.
You have?
Was I?
You've just said, you know, those questions that people ask that you've not. Is that the question?
No. When people ask you, when they've just served you food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be it your partner or a family member, and they ask you if your tea were all right.
Okay. You mean what you've eaten? Your meal all right, yeah?
Your tea all right. Well, first thing I think is do you want a crit or do you want me to jump?
Do you want a crit?
Well, I struggle to be anything but honest. So if you're asking me how my tea was, then I'm going to tell you how it was.
Could have been better.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It does. You see, I'm lucky because my wife's an ex-head chef. So I never have to worry about that at all. And however.
But is it always perfect?
Always.
Wow.
Always, mate. Honestly, always. Daisy, she can't get her head around it sometimes. Like, I'll be eating something, and I'm like, this is so nice. And she's like, well, it's only this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, but the way that you can extract flavour into something, it's just
I've
brilliant.
Never had beans on toast like it.
Yeah. However, it does make me laugh, though, when we talk about stuff like this, because let's say I cook, and it's very rare. I can cook. I'm not a bad cook. I can cook.
I like my steaks, very rare.
But, I was about to say, it depends if you like it well done.
But... I'll cook for Daisy every so often, and I'll say, "Is it all right?" And she'll go, "Yeah, it's fine."
How often is every so often? Annually?
No, maybe two or three times a month. I cook more often than that, but a lot of time it's for myself because the shift patterns. Daisy's away or whatever.
What answer do you think is the right thing that she'll be saying? So you've said to her, "Is it all right?"
Yeah, and she goes, "Yeah, it's fine." And I go, "Are you sure?" And she'll go, "Yeah." And I count in my head, and I normally get to about 10, and then I normally get what I would have done, or next time you do it. No, I make it sound like she's absolutely not. She only does that because I say to her that I'd rather know.
No, but that's the point.
You like people to be honest with
you. Yeah,
and that's the point. That is the exact point that I'm getting at. What should we say, though? When someone says, you know, how was it? Are we meant to be honest? Or are we meant to just say, yeah, it's nice, and bite his lip and not tell him?
See, I'm knocking the frequency the lack of frequency at Kirk Cooks, and my frequency is far fewer than that. But I know we're going to joke that the way he does... The reason he only does it two or three times a month is to give Daisy time to recover in between each one. But mine is probably annually.
Really? I cook every day.
It's not annually, actually, but it's not as frequent. It's two or three times a month.
So to reverse it then, Mark, if you cooked, and you cook all the time, if you were to cook something for Aina, for instance, a tea, and you said, "Your tea all right?" And she goes, "No, actually, it's a bit rubbish."
Yeah.
Would you take that as feedback, or would you be like, well, cook your own tea then?
No, I take it as feedback, and she does and says that. Does she does say that to me. Yeah, she does say it to me.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
And again,
must try harder.
I mean, I don't... C+. I prefer to be that way, because it's the classic of, I don't want to be cooking this meal for her. Like, I'll cook it this way. And then, you know, 5 years later, she goes, you know, this spag bol that you've been cooking, it's rubbish.
Yeah.
Because what would be the point of that?
That's exactly my
point. What point to tell me from day one? Or at least day two.
If Gemma serves me something, right, and honestly, Gemma actually is a very good cook. So when she cooks
something... Are you just saying that, or is that true?
No. She's a great cook. But at the same time, there's something that might be on there, and I go, that feels it's got no taste to it, or it tastes really like no taste at all. So I'll tell her, because I see it as, if I don't tell her, I'm going to end up eating that same thing
exactly
for a long time.
I mean, all this.
There's that thing where you put something in your mouth to bite it, like you're like bending a coin.
Yeah,
could have done with a little bit less time under the grill.
I mean, we all know Gemma, but. I don't know her enough to know. If you tell her that, does she take that quite well? Does she go?
Not really.
Oh, right. Okay. She doesn't take
it
well.
I'm sure she does.
That's his sixth pair of glasses this year.
Honestly, she'll be like, well, next time you can cook it yourself.
Really? Okay, right. Yeah. See, I think, I mean, I know we're talking about you and your wife a minute, but I take criticisms quite well. I don't mind it. I mean,
I do.
I think I take it.
Don't get me wrong. She's not like, well, in that case, then you cook it yourself next time. She's not like fuming with me, but I think she genuinely doesn't understand why I've been honest about it and actually said, well, you know.
Told you we should have had KFC.
but the question really was trying to get an answer. What do you think you should be honest?
Yeah, you should.
Answer honestly, or you meant to. I mean, I do think. You might want to butter it up slightly. No, it's rubbish, because that's
yeah,
slightly.
Yeah, you don't
rude.
Want to be sort of blunt. You've got to be constructive and go. You got to have rubbish. Well, why? Well, it's just rubbish.
I think it's one of the biggest problems in society, especially in relationships in general. People are not honest.
Mm. Yeah,
they're not honest, or they're not honest enough. You know, you say you're fine when you're not, or you say that nothing's bothering you when there is. Or say that you like something when you don't, or you don't like something when you do, or
when your other half gets ready and they go, does this suit me, or does my bum look big in it, and stuff like that.
You see, whereas I'm very honest.
Yeah.
But Daisy appreciates it. That's what she tells me.
Well, yeah.
But you know, I've almost like as a modern day thing, I always say that I think it's the Simon Cowell effect. That if you are honest... And you are genuinely honest.
You have a red buzzer. Yeah. Won't get you. Yeah. Love.
You are genuinely honest that when you are telling the truth, you're believed.
Yeah.
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 You know what I mean? It's easy, isn't it, to always just say, yeah, that looks good. Yeah, that looks good. But eventually, they stop hearing it because they just know that's what you're going to say, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas if Daisy puts something on and it looks a sack of crap, I tell her.
Yeah. Well, you will have gone to Timu and not Shein.
Yeah. But I genuinely think that's a problem with, and I'm going to say relationships, if you want to drill down into that, that people are just not completely honest with each other.
So what about you and Nell and Mark? Are you on? I mean, obviously you're honest with each other.
He just
told. We'll move on then. So, but would you say tell her if she didn't look? Would you say, oh, you don't? Or did you go, what?
We're both same, to be honest. We're honest, but we're very, you know.
Because I know you're both very laid back, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
So if she put something on that you genuinely think that didn't look good on her, you'd tell her.
He's not sure. You know, no, you can't wear that. You look a bloody mess. No,
you don't have to put an accent on when you tell her.
You don't have to go back to the 1920s.
Yeah, then I can say, it wasn't me. You were that posh bloke over there from 1930.
Marcus randomly turned into a star.
I mean, for the record, just based on what you've just said there, I'd never tell Daisy that she can't wear something.
Yeah,
no,
or that
I'm
going
to
say.
Whatever. Oh, no, absolutely.
So if I said to Daisy, I don't think that looks good on you or whatever, if she then says, well, tough, I'm wearing it, fine.
I think...
It's not an issue.
Yeah, you've just made it aware to it. I don't like it.
I'm a bit coy. That's the right word. It is the right word, I think. So if Ellen says, what do you think to this? And she can see it in my face that I'll be like,
oh, okay.
And it's not that because she, you know, she's got some great outfits and great things that she wears, and there might be some of them.
What you're gonna say?
I know it sounds really weird talking like this. And I might wear some, and Ellen, Ellen might go,
there was a moment in my head where I thought, is he gonna say that? Is he actually going to say that?
I'm not sure what they're talking about.
Carry on, Mark.
Are you going to share it with us?
No, listeners will be with us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I think if we're going out and I'll be like, I'll tell you what would go with that, because there might be like a top and some bottoms or whatever.
Pajamas.
Yeah, well, whatever. A dress and some boots, and I might be like, well, why don't you? They'd look bang on with that. Do you know what I mean? But we'd both do it to each other, I suppose. But I'd.
It's only fair, isn't it? You don't daft in public.
You're not going out looking like that with me.
So what about you and Gemma then?
I haven't finished.
No, oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Mark. Carry on.
Anyway, Rob.
I'm sorry, Mark. I thought you had finished.
I am brutally honest, yeah.
Okay. I can imagine.
And I'm guessing she doesn't take it well.
That's a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. I bet you've got numbers, haven't you, but you're old on.
7 for effort.
No, I'll just, if she says, how's this look?
So I'm guessing she doesn't ask you anymore.
She does, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she does. But she knows that if you ask me, then... And I don't mean, you know, be prepared for what answer you get. There's many a times I'll go, stunning, great, yeah, love it. But there's also times I go...
You look all right from the back, but from the front...
You know, it's like, well, I'm not sure if they're right for the occasion, or I'm not sure about that. But again, it's only me saying... I'm not sure.
There's a way of, yeah.
So I have a question for you. Does Gemma ever say that? Do you ever ask Gemma, as in, what do you think? Or do you go, I always look good, so I don't need to ask her?
No, I'll say, does this look all right? And I actually don't care if she goes, oh my God, you look an absolute state. I wouldn't wear that if I were you. I'd be like, right, okay, what do work? The whole thing. I'd be like, well, all right, maybe it's, but something's got to work. Like, if it's just a pair of jeans, then what am I going to put with the top? But I'd want specifics. I want detail.
Written down.
Yeah.
Written down in a report.
You know, yeah. Just seven days before you go out.
Just, what's not right, and I'll amend that.
And you take
you
it
look
quite
like
well.
Number 37 yeah, in the Great Universal, and I need number 4.
You see, I don't have that problem because I always look a mess, so... You know,
they always look great.
No, I always look a mess, so it doesn't matter what I wear. I always look a sack of shit, so it doesn't matter.
As he's going out, Daisy goes to ask him a question about where keys or something. He goes, I know, I look terrible.
I've got eyes and we've got a mirror.
Oh, dear. No, but it does make you think there are so many of them questions that are like, ooh.
Yeah.
And Summit tells me that you're going to have a list of them.
Well, I've definitely got plenty that I've thought of in the past.
Come on, then.
Oh, in the past.
Surely I'm not the only one that knows some questions that people wouldn't ask.
I want to hear yours.
All right, okay.
Okay.
What about...
I like that one that they say on telly. When they say, now, it's rude to ask a lady your age, so how much do you weigh?
So what about if someone asks you to share your Google search history?
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, as in the question itself, to you.
I'm sharing it myself.
Someone's asking if they can see your Google search history.
I'm saying it depends on my employer, my wife, my son, my neighbour.
The police.
Employer would be a good one. Yeah. Then he got a job.
Speaking of Coy.
Yeah, I'm saying it depends who's asking.
Well, why?
And if it can have a legal representation.
Oh, it does.
Why?
I don't think I'd want anybody looking at my Google search history.
I wouldn't want anybody looking at it, but...
That's what clearing search history is for.
I've never done it.
No, I don't care. I don't care. Anyone can look at my search history.
Well, I mean,
no,
that goes to say,
It'd be very, very random.
That's what I mean. Mine would be ridiculously random. But, you go, I don't know, it just feels like...
What about you, Mark?
Yeah. It might have been like this, the validation of what a sad bastard he really is. Why are you Googling that?
You're looking at me, yours.
No, me. About himself.
Yeah.
So would you let somebody else look?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, really?
I mean, I don't think it's the case.
Why do you even want to know that?
But it's just like, I don't know, you just feel like, no, that's my search history, not yours.
Yeah.
Get your own.
So you'd say no then?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Would you?
Get your own.
Yeah. What about if somebody said, well, I'll share mine if you share yours?
What about? This isn't so much the question. It's more the person that's asking it that would weird you out that you wouldn't want to have to answer the question, mm-hmm. which is, has anyone seen our toothbrush?
Huh? What?
Has anyone seen our toothbrush?
Is our being the...
Yeah. I don't know how you found that so difficult. If someone said to you, has anyone seen our toothbrush? You'd go, our? And they'd be like...
You mean as in you share it?
Toothbrush could be a nickname for your cousin. Have you seen our toothbrush? I ain't seen him since Tuesday.
Rob, I genuinely thought then you were asking like it was a video or something on YouTube or... Yes, like that. And don't say
you're
it.
Talking about a communal cleaning.
Yes, that's enough, Mark.
Okay. You're talking about a communal cleaning device.
Yeah, I'm talking about a toothbrush. So if someone come in, let's say you're away for a weekend with another couple.
Yeah.
And one of them come in and went, have any of you seen our toothbrush?
Is the operative word here our?
Jumping out, yes!
Well,
toothbrush is not a taboo, is it?
Yeah. Calm down. Our's not a taboo word, is it? But in this sentence...
Yes, I'd find that weird.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not his cousin.
Have you got any more questions or what?
Yeah,
you said you got loads.
Yeah, but hold on. I mean, I thought you might just go, oh, yeah, next.
Yes. A person sharing a toothbrush is weird. What else do you want us to say?
It's disgusting. Are any of these questions any better?
I'll fire with this toothbrush thing, Mike. First of all, disclaimer, I don't share a toothbrush with Aina. I don't. And I don't, well, with anyone.
I thought there was... But my dog.
But secondly, when you think about it, right, if I shared a toothbrush with Aina... Realistically, why is it weird?
I have used it.
Because bear in mind, you kiss this person all day long.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
I know there's a difference, but really, it doesn't make a difference. It's just psychological in his head.
Well, yeah, because the thought of exchanging saliva with someone rather than scraping the food that they've... took off their teeth that's in their mouth that they've extracted from their mouth that's been in their mouth for 12 hours, maybe longer,
and
they've scraped it out of their mouth and you're going to put it in your mouth.
Whoa, slow down.
Rub it around your mouth.
Slow down. He's been sick here, Mark. Slow down. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but that's not as disgusting because you don't take your toothbrush out of your mouth and go, Jesus Christ, that's disgusting. There's nothing on that toothbrush. As I said, I don't share a toothbrush. And I have no plan to share a toothbrush. But if you're talking about your partner, your things you do with the partner, right?
Yeah, but, I mean,
and a toothbrush, it's on a different...
Yeah, but when you...
I don't know about anyone else, but I wash my toothbrush in between uses.
I know that.
Wash it with fairy liquid or something.
Rinse it and wash it.
Rinse it under a bit of water, but...
You don't wash it, wash it.
Someone's there and they've got gum disease and then you stick it in your mouth and like, oh, yeah.
Anyway, what's your next question?
I don't think it's as disgusting as it sounds. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Would you share toilet paper? I've only used one half, one side.
Well, that's different.
The other side of that.
That's different.
He probably does. He probably just used one side and fold it up and put it on the side.
There was 37 sheets left on this roll. Now there's only 35. You're only supposed to use one.
No, that's disgusting. I won't do that. Anyway, I've got one. So envisage this though. Like, say I'm with you. I'm in kitchen cooking. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm doing, I don't know, a nice dish for you. And I drop some of the food on the floor.
Yeah.
Right? You guys can't see it. You don't know.
Uh-huh.
Right? My floor's clean.
Yeah.
Because I've had my toothbrush on it, so it's all clean.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I scoop it up.
Yeah.
Right? I put it back in.
Back in where?
Back in the pan or back on the plate or whatever. But I serve it to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that a no-no?
So you're serving us the one that you dropped on the floor?
Yeah.
Can I ask, is it a dry item or a wet item?
Does it matter?
Yes.
Well, it's a dry item.
Then, not a problem.
Oh, dry item? What, you're cooking in a freaking pan that's dry?
Sausages?
Everything. Anything that's ruined.
If it's me that's cooking, everything.
Pasta. I've dropped all pasta all over the floor.
I mean, that's not dry.
It's not dry, but it's not wet, is it? It's not...
Yeah. It's been soaking up water.
What I was kind of getting at is...
It's not, I've dropped,
is does it... Can oh, it be picked up?
Have you ever been in the kitchen?
Right. Well, I'm saying pasta as an example. So that's a cross between soup, because that'd be quite difficult.
Pasta's a cross between soup and what?
No. Let me.
People wonder why I'm going.
No, what I'm saying is, it's not soup's a wet item, innit? Right.
Yes.
And then you've got some like pasta
that's been in a pan of water.
That's
soaked up all the water.
Right.
And then what? Being dehydrated?
And then you've got a dry item. So I'm saying pasta in the middle, which is not wet and it's not dry. I've scooped that up.
For me, personally, it makes a difference between something being picked up and something being scooped up.
Right.
So for me, if it was something that you're just being picked up, then I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care at all. But if it's something where you've had to scoop it up off the floor, then yeah.
Okay, well, I've scooped this pasta up.
When you've scooped it up, if it goes down your nails, no.
Well, this pasta's gone down
my nails. Bear in mind, the question is not about us receiving it. It's would you do it to someone else?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the
absolutely,
question.
Mate, because I'm not cooking it again, so it's going
so
in
you
the
do
plate.
That. If you were cooking for somebody else and dropped it on the floor, you'd pick it up and put it back on.
Well, if I were doing it for you guys, for people, you guys,
here we go. Here we go.
Right, I have different on my list of people. It depends who I'm serving it to.
Okay, so to us, you would.
If it were you guys, I don't think you'd be bothered, would you?
No.
Really. But I wouldn't. I would throw it in the bin because it'd play on my conscience too much.
Pasta, no. But sausage, yeah. Bacon, something like drops. Yeah. And I'd be judging, you know, how bad.
So they call it the 3 second rule, don't they? If you can pick it up in 3 seconds, it's clearly not that messy.
No.
Yeah. You're not chasing it around the floor, are you?
I thought it was 5 seconds.
But then again,
it's like dry pasta.
It's 5 seconds.
I bet it is in you. In you.
Well, actually, it takes me about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. He's gone for a pee. He's gone for a wee and come back and go.
He's got to bend down.
I've got to bend down.
Still wet. Dog's not eating it. I'll put it on plate.
I've got sketches on here, which are slip-ons. I can't bend down for pasta. Yeah, so would you guys, I mean, let's go around the table and ask you, would you do that?
Five.
Okay.
You've sort of answered it, haven't you, already?
What? Well, I wouldn't mind, like, receiving it.
That cheeky sausage has been up for.
I won't mind that cheeky sauce I've received.
But doing it...
giving the sausage.
No, I wouldn't, actually. No, I wouldn't.
Serve it.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I couldn't serve it.
Oh,
I
your
wouldn't.
Morals are
no,
top
no.
Notch,
I
boys.
Wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. And that's not me. That's not me just saying it. I'm just genuinely.
Yeah.
Genuinely wouldn't. Genuinely.
So you're on a first date, and she asks if you've ever had an STD.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you be
depends
you
how good looking she is.
What chances sort are? Of person are you meeting on a first date that asks you that kind of question?
You never know.
But some in this world, they do. Did you not watch that dating programme on Channel 4 a couple of months ago?
Did someone ask it?
I can't believe you
well,
watched the telly.
They were asking some really weird questions.
Were they?
Yeah.
What like?
Like, have you had a STD? Mm.
So are you asking whether I'd tell the truth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I've never had one, so it doesn't matter, but...
Haven't you?
No.
But what if, say you've had four, would you tell, say, listen, love, I've had four?
Riddled. Yeah. Riddled with them.
Have
you ever had an STD? What, past or present?
not now, currently, no.
Yeah.
I'd feel awkward, though. I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I've had some, yeah. I would be, I feel like you'd be skirting around it, wouldn't you? Well, yeah. You know.
I'd flip it back and go, well, you answer first. You've asked it, so let me ask you first.
Well, have you?
Yeah. Anything? Yeah. See what they say.
Mark?
You'd be like that. You're bloody keen, aren't you?
Yeah. ask Mark. See what answers we get from Mark. Come on, Mark. Wow. Here we go.
Don't worry, I'll bag it up.
Rob's got a question for you. He's on a date.
Same question.
Yeah, Rob's on a date with you and he's asking you this question.
What about when someone asks you, how old do you think I am? And the female.
Double it and add one.
You mean the female?
You might as well go big or go home.
Double it and add one?
You mean the females, the females ask you to answer them?
Yeah, how old do you know, if you might be in a group of people and they're all throwing their age around and then someone says, how old are you? And they go, how old do you think I am?
Well, I always go for the, probably like you, I go for the charming option and going, oh, well, you don't look, you know.
Dishonesty.
Yeah, dishonesty.
See, I try and get it bang on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
like that.
I want to get it right.
I do. Yeah. Listen, if she looks 50, I don't go, oh, you're 22. Of course, you know what I mean? But if they look like in the 40s, I might go, well, early 40s.
You've been around the block a bit, haven't you, love?
I'll always remember when I first started at a hotel in Wakefield. I'm going back a bit. And the staff, I've been there a week or so or whatever, and staff were like, how old are you? And I says, how old do you think I am? And they're like, oh, no, we don't want to say. And I'm like, oh, I'm not bothered. I don't care. You know, I don't care. So they went, 30. I said, no. They went, 31. No. 32. No. 33.
Is this when you were 18?
No. 34. No, you're never 35. No, I'm not. I'm 27. Started at 30 and worked your way up.
Ouch.
Yeah, I do look old. I look much older than my years. Well, I'm starting to catch up with it now. But yeah, I know I've always looked old. Hard life, that's what it is.
Well, I think if you put us side by side and ask someone what our ages were, they'd be drastically different.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Well, because you're the same age, aren't you, you two? Like you said,
Near enough.
Same school year.
Yeah. But he does look 10 years younger than me.
This gets me every time. When someone walks up to you and goes, oh my God, it's been ages, how are you? And you're thinking, I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are,
yeah. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
That moment of sheer panic of thinking, oh no, oh no.
You're spending your first like 10 or 15 minutes looking straight through them, trying to picture everybody, thinking, oh Christ.
But play your A game.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's been ages, hasn't it? Oh gosh, how long's it been? Are you thinking, oh God, give me any clue. Give me any clue.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're probably referring more to friends more than what I'm going to say, but I get that quite a lot because I DJ, people come up to me and go, oh, Tutankhamun! That's it, and that's why I get. Listen, what's that lady's name? Hang on.
Cleopatra.
No. What's. Hold on. Who's the lady?
Jackie,
that's it, right? Okay. I can't say that. It should be murder. Listen, I'll get Jackie onto you.
You're hoping that this bit's going to get cut out, weren't you?
Yeah, it's
he's not.
Yeah, it's going to get cut out because, you know, I can't
remember. You'll find out when you listen to it.
I'll never
he'll
find out.
Well, Jacqueline now, she's on his side.
She's on my side, we age. I forgot what I was going to say. What were I saying? We're DJing, obviously. I do a lot of people's weddings and stuff, so I'll get people come up to me going, hi, how are you? I've no idea who they are. I know you're talking more about friends.
Okay, yeah, but that's fine. If someone comes up to me and goes, hey, how are you? I go, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
When they come in up to Mark, though, like, if you need an hand crossing that road, just give me a shout.
Yeah, but then they'll start talking to me, and I'm like, I've no idea who they are.
Why does it matter? All I've said is, how are you? I wonder about when they come up and go, oh my God, it's been ages. How are you?
Is that a different scenario or something?
Why is it?
Well, it's a campaign that's been on TV, Rob, for old people that might get lonely.
Yeah, but they're talking to me, and I'm like, I don't know who they are. Why is this so good? Why am I missing something here?
Right, the bit I'm pertaining to is the fact that they're saying...
What are you doing?
Is the fact that they're saying, oh my God, it's been so long. As in, you really know this person, and you haven't seen him for a long time.
That's the bit that Rob's been missing out before, hoping you was going to get it from the intonation of his voice.
Mm. Oh, was I not saying it?
So basically what Rob means is...
In your head, you...
Somebody coming up to you that you do know, but you can't remember. And they've remembered who you are.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about with these people that have come up to me.
He's got a point, Rob.
It was the fact that he just said they come up and go... Hey, how are you?
Yeah, but
loads of people ask me how I am every day at work.
Hang on, that weren't it. They didn't walk off. They'll come up and go, how are you? And I'll go, yeah, I'm great. And they'll go, oh, yeah, so are you, you know,
I haven't seen you since we were in back of that big wooden horse getting pushed into that castle.
Listen, I'll get Jackie on this online. And literally, then they'll start having a conversation with me and I have no idea what they are talking about.
Right.
And they'll go, oh, yeah, we've been on this Money Moon and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, still don't know who they are. I might twig and go, oh, I did the wedding.
We thought
maybe.
You died when the ship crashed.
You've not mentioned Noah's Ark, actually, yet.
In that case, yes.
And then they'll start talking to me, because obviously sometimes brides and grooms will tell me what they've been up to or if they've got kids and if they've had honeymoons. And of course, I don't retain any of the information because I see so many brides and grooms.
Yeah.
But because I'm their DJ for the night, they tend to expect me to remember their personal story or their journey. and a donut.
So what about if you were in Meadowhall?
So it's quite embarrassing.
And someone comes up and actually says the word.
You're really hanging on this, aren't you?
Hey up, mate.
It's been ages.
Yeah.
Just say, yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's a
nightmare. Because he's going to go on about it all night.
It's embarrassing. I find it embarrassing because I can't, as you know, my memory's poor.
But how do you, all right, Kirk, I'll ask you. How do you react to it? How do you actually deal with it?
I tend to see how long the conversation is going to go on for.
Yeah.
So, like, if they say, hey, up, how are you? And I go, I'm all right, mate. How are you? Yeah, good. Move on. Done.
Do you try and throw a question their way that gives them something to fire back at, where you give it an idea as to where you know them from?
When was the last time I saw you?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, how long's it been now? Or, you know, whatever. But I have been in situations before where I'm probably maybe 3 or 4 sentences in is in each way, and then gone, I'm really sorry.
You're gonna
have to remind me who you are.
I see you are actually honest enough to say it.
If you can get it in soon enough. Because once a conversation's gone on so long,
there's a cut-off point in that.
That's it. It's
funny you should say this.
Oh, here we go.
And it's nothing as familiar as that. But at Christmas, I bought Ellen some dungarees. And they weren't for Christmas, but we just started shopping. And
don't tell me she put them on. You went, they don't suit you.
No. I was adamant that I said, you need to get some of these. They're really cool. They just suit her. And she was like, no. And I said, please, buy them. So she did. Anyway.
Did you buy them for her?
Well, we went in once. Well, no, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, please buy them.
Well, we're all in the same bank anyway. It makes a difference. We'd been at shop once, having a look around, and then we'd left, and she was like, she wouldn't, but probably didn't. Anyway, I was badgering her. I said, look, I really think you should buy these dungarees. And the shopkeeper were really chatty.
Shopkeeper?
Oh,
look out.
Yeah.
What century are you in? Back in my century.
Shopkeeper.
Okay.
Yeah. And anyway, so we ended up buying them. And about a week ago, we took Darcy to rugby training, and we have a walk round all the way around East Erring, well, not all the way around East Erringthorpe, all the way around the playing fields on the outside to get some steps in while Darcy's doing some training with rugby team. And we walked past, and I went, this woman walked past us with 2 kids, and I said to Ellen, she looked up, and I went, I know her from somewhere. And then we got all the way around, and we were talking, actually we got one of the other mummers with us, and Ellen and Zoe were talking, and we're walking our way around, we just got to the last corner to come back, so we've been walking about 15-20 minutes, and I went, it's that shopkeeper with dungarees. I've never seen her before, and I've never seen her since, but it was just like, you know when you see someone, you think, I know that face, I know her from somewhere, and it was just from a shop that I've been in once.
So anyway. you weren't one doing it.
Yeah, I weren't doing it, yeah. I still don't know her name.
No.
Any more questions?
I can't do what you do.
Dungaree
what?
Lady.
The whole get to any point and go, oh, yeah, I just go along with it. I'll make it up. Make it up. The arm of my head and just roll with it.
Just roll with
just
it.
Just absolutely roll with it, yeah. How's your mum? How's...
All this time you're trying to think of it, trying to remember who they are.
Thinking, go, keep going. But I dig myself deeper and deeper. Typically, you know, literally, how's your mum?
She died. She didn't know who you are either.
5 years ago. You know, you're like, oh, I'm sorry. You're like, oh no.
No, I can't.
I literally am terrible for it.
On a serious note, Rob, how is your mum? Because she had that operation, didn't she?
Do you know what? I don't know. I spoke to her for 2 weeks. But I've got a feeling she's great.
you've got a feeling she's great.
I've got a feeling. Yeah. I've not heard otherwise.
Yeah. I was going to say, if there are problems, she'd have called me.
No news but is good news.
She'll be listening to this. How you doing, Mum? Great.
Right.
So,
and you know for a fact she's just answered you.
Yeah. She'll ring me now.
Yeah.
Now she'll ring me.
Yeah.
Well, not right now, she won't. But.
No. Last question for you.
Go on then I've got a question.
Okay. I like these questions.
Do we eat shower?
Yes.
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 Your question.
That was nice and easy, weren't it? Do you know why?
Because it's too hard not to.
Saves you £40 a year. There you go.
You mean because you're not flushing toilet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Saves £40 a year on average.
What if you don't flush the toilet? Have a way and don't flush it.
Saves we in its sink.
That's a question. Would you wee toilet and go, well, I'm gonna have a poo in 10 minutes?
Because your house stinks.
I'm not saying I would.
I'm old school.
What, do you leave it for a week?
No, we're not on a water meter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you just stand and just keep flushing toilet for no reason. Yeah. <That's right.
laughs> All inclusive, baby.
While showers on.
All inclusive water.
He's flushing his toilet whilst he's having a wee. So he's having a wee and he's flushing it loads of times. Going.
How's that possible? Surely they've gone, go and fit a water meter. It'll cost us 50 quid to fit and then we'll get more money out of them.
I'll phone Yorkshire Water tomorrow and get him on.
Forget standing charges and all that sort of stuff. There'll be a calculation that suggests that we'll be paying probably somewhere in or around.
A similar amount.
Yeah.
You reckon?
I can just do a couple extra flushes.
I don't understand people. I think more people pee in the shower than don't pee in the shower. I think having a poo in the shower is a bit pushing it a bit far.
Yeah.
Like when you've got to squash it down. But
just says it like he's done it.
Where do you think you're taking where do you think you're taking the potato masher? I'm getting it shower on.
But I think more people pee in the shower than don't pee in the shower. And what I don't understand is people that lie about it. People that do pee in the shower, and then you ask them, and they go, "No, that's disgusting. Why?"
No, yeah, I know.
The water coming out of the shower was already
the same
yellow.
Place.
Yeah. Time at the bar, please.
Anyway, I've got a question.
Ooh, exciting!
Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck, one horse-sized duck, or 100 duck-sized horses?
Would you rather?
Is this not a rather thing? Rather, we've had one.
Does it matter?
Hey, no. Imagine having two.
Listen, I like it, it's fine.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
100 duck-sized horses, because I'd actually genuinely just love kicking them. Just love
that's
kicking
exactly what I'm going to say. You'd have more fun. Kicking loads of them.
I would love
kicking them about.
No, to give a horse-sized duck a really good quack.
Do your Jesus shirt, it's better. Oh, God. What are your jokes?
I'd definitely go for little ones.
Yeah, you'd have more
kick
fun.
Kick them around.
Yeah, you would. You could.
You agree? You go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like horses, so I'd love to keep one to kick about.
You don't like horses?
So, no. Don't trust them.
I'm out.
Don't trust them.
Last time I caught one running out of our house with telly.
I was about to say, it sounds like you've had a bad relationship with them. I said, I don't trust them. I told them to keep a secret, and it didn't. It's let me down.
Last relationship I had with a horse, it was a nightmare.
I've got one more question.
Mark, your jokes.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Yes.
Okay. Spin it.
Go. Oh, it's spinning!
What's it gonna be?
Oh, I'm so excited!
Come on!
He's nearly there! The Wheel of Features! Right, well, we've still got what the bloody hell is that to guess.
Still. Okay. What the bloody hell is that?
Right then. Let's play it. Right. Anyone got any ideas?
I've still got no idea.
I think I know what it is.
Go on then.
It's a tree getting chopped down. That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's not tree. I told you
it's not it that. Is. It's some tree wood related.
It's not.
Twigs.
It's not.
You haven't said twigs yet.
Yeah. Twigs. Yeah, it's twigs. There we go. Twigs.
Well, listen. we have had it.
I were there.
You were there.
Yeah, you know, he's not telling
still.
Me.
Still.
There has been a couple of guesses.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not revealing it yet.
I bet some of them said trees.
I bet they have. I bet they heard yours and I'm. So if no one's got it, or if someone does get it, either way, I'll tell you the answer next week, all right?
Can't wait.
Okay, yeah. Ready to spin the wheel?
Yep.
Go
here
it.
We go.
What's
it gonna be? It's mine! Rats Riddles!
Oh, we haven't got time for this, have we?
Oh.
In the time it took, he could have traveled to the moon. A Rob's Riddles finally has a theme tune. Can you guess it? Will you solve it? Rob's Riddles. Rob's Riddles. Rob's Riddles. Rob's Riddles.
break then.
Right.
I'll give you a...
an hour.
Yeah.
Warm up.
Yeah, warm up.
Yeah, as
ready?
Always.
Okay.
What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
Short.
Well done.
Mark's still trying to catch up.
Were you going to say that?
No.
What were you going to say?
Well, I think I've heard it, but...
Oh. But and you still couldn't get it?
Well, I was trying to work it out, but you guys have been...
I've heard it and I was trying to work it out.
Yeah. Do you know it, Rob?
I'm not sure I get this one.
Oh, dear.
Strap in.
No hope for us.
Is this the real one or the warm-up?
No, this is another warm-up.
I'm going to get the sleeping bags.
If two's company and three's a crowd, what are four and five?
Well,
I don't think this is a riddle, is it? I think this is an actual rhyme, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'll try and say it in a rhyme. If two's company and three's a crowd, what are four and five?
Nine. No, it's definitely...
Yeah, but it didn't rhyme.
I know.
Oh, that did. So it weren't...
I thought the whole two's a company, three's a crowd was some sort of
limerick
or whatever they say.
Yeah. Can you explain it to me, Mark?
Obviously, yeah, four plus five is nine. Right.
Can I have a guess?
Four plus five, is nine. But how did you...
Four and five is nine.
That's how riddles work, Rob.
But what's the two's company and three's a crowd part?
Just to lead it in.
It's a common saying.
What do you mean?
Two's... Have you ever heard the saying, two's
how
a company, three's a crowd?
Can you possibly have a riddle that you confuse yourself with?
Two's company, three's a crowd.
Have you ever heard of the saying, two's company,
three's a crowd? Yeah.
Yeah? A bit old-fashioned for my liking. I prefer a different one.
So how does that then mean that you add four and five together?
Because what's four and five?
Nine.
Another way of saying four plus five is four and five.
All right. Well,
listen, it's your riddle. It's your riddle. We're explaining your riddle to you.
So basically,
I love Rob's riddles.
The first bit is just to put you off.
It's a lead-in.
Can't be a lead-in if it's completely nothing to do with the bit below it. But all right, I'll go with it.
Is it a bit
Rob,
like...
Rob, you came up with it.
Anyway, I'll not say it. Go on, carry on.
Are we doing another one?
Is this a real one? Or
is this a warm-up?
Is this still a warm-up?
No, he's still trying to get the one that we've just explained
to him. Another warm-up.
Another warm-up.
Oh, another warm-up.
I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go inside. What am I?
I know.
Got keys, but no lock.
Mm-hmm. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go inside.
You know this, Mark.
What am I?
Is it space?
You
know
this.
Yeah.
Nope.
Keys,
something to do with...
I have keys, but no locks.
You know this, Mark.
I have space, but no room.
Locks, like as in...
You can enter, but you can't go inside. What am I?
Do I know this, did you say?
No, Mark does.
Oh, Mark knows it. Do you know it? It looks like it... Oh. Is that giving you...
I hope I didn't press stop. I always be messing around with the keyboard. It's giving you a laptop.
Keyboard.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well right done, then. Mark.
Thank you.
It's still recording.
Oh, good. Is this the real one now?
I think so. But I'm just looking.
He's so puzzled, isn't he, from his own riddles.
You can save some of the warm-up ones for next time
if you want. Yeah, I will.
I will do.
Okay. I will do. Right. You ready? I don't even know if I get this one.
So is this the real one now?
Is this it?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Take me out of a window... and I leave a grieving wife. But stick me in a door and I can save somebody's life. What am I?
Again.
Ooh.
Take me out of a window.
Yeah.
And I leave a grieving wife.
Yeah.
But stick me in a door.
Yeah.
And I can save somebody's life.
I know it.
Well, hold on then. Oh, give me a minute.
Okay, give me a minute, yeah.
So okay. Take me out the window and I leave a grieving wife. But
stick me in a door.
Stick me in a door.
And I can save somebody's life.
Save someone.
See, I've now got the first part. I can't get the second part.
What is it? Take me out of a window.
Take me out of a window. And I leave a grieving wife. But stick me in a door and I can save somebody's life.
What am I?
Mark knows it because he's looking at me weirdly.
I know it, yeah.
Is it because you've heard it before? Or
no.
You just worked it out?
Have you just worked it out?
It's quite easy when you know.
When you know the answer.
Yeah. Well, so you knew the answer then, or you worked it out?
I worked it out, but it's easy.
Take me out the window.
Thanks.
And I dare say our listeners will be screaming at the speaker going, I know what it is!
I'm normally really good at these, though. I'm normally quite good at riddles.
Me and Thicko are here, I don't know.
The question is, do you want me to give you the answer or leave it till next week?
Well, no, because Mark knows it.
Mark knows it.
I know it.
Yeah, but I can make it wait.
Well, you know, he's going to spurt it out.
No, I want to know the answer. Yeah.
Is it two answers? Is it the same one?
No, just one. Take me out of a window and I leave a grieving wife, but stick me in a door
frame,
and I can save somebody's life. What am I?
Frame, pane, window, glass.
Go on, Mark.
It's the letter N.
Is correct.
It's one of them.
But take the N out of window
and it's widow,
widow,
and put an N in door and it's donor, as in donor, organ donor.
That's the one I couldn't. I'm looking at it going donor. Oh
my goodness!
Get it.
Ruined.
It's been a pleasure, boys.
Nice one.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and of course on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.